Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey Day, what a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey Days. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Steel Wars. I am Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. And joining me is my pal, my special burger friend, my Kenobi fellow backstage creature guy. It's Corey Van Dyke. How you doing, mate?
What's going on, man? I saw some Andor like leaked images of extras today.
Oh, I just retweeted them.
Yeah, it got me very nostalgic.
Oh my stars! I'll get them up because. They're on topic. Keep talking.
I remember when we were on set and whatnot, I do remember thinking, like, what if somebody accidentally, like, leaks a photo of us on set taking pictures and it just makes the rounds. I always thought that'd be a really funny way. Because the whole time I was like, yeah, I hope nothing, like, gets leaked here. I hope. And people started, like, showing pictures of, like, other extras on set. And yeah, this is a prime example, I think.
Yeah, I remember talking about that. Like, if someone had, there'd be some bizarre pictures on set, and then what a way to let people know.
Yeah, it's something else.
Here are these dudes. Present. I haven't used this for so long, I've forgotten what happens. Look at these happy characters. This guy's got his goggles, thinks it's a bit daft, but off he goes.
They look cool. I mean, they're just rocking it, just chilling. Made me think about the good old conversations we'd have with, like, random people on our sets.
I would treat it like they were at Celebration.
Yeah.
Like, I go, oh, sick costume, man. Like they had something to do with it.
Right.
Or cared.
Yeah.
But I would see people and go, oh, you look good. Yep. Yes.
Yep. It's just a different vibe. Yeah, that's cool to see all those guys just out there.
We should give a holler to everyone in the chat. Maria's hanging. Aubrey's comparing you to J.J. Abrams, which is interesting. Trouble in Paradise.
That's how I feel about that, yeah.
I see J.J. Abrams. He had some deal with, like, Warner Brothers or something, and, like, for 4 years, everything's been cancelled. He just had another show, like Teen Titans or something.
Yeah.
But... he hasn't really put out. Has he done anything since?
I don't know. He's been pretty absent from.
Like, he's the new Alden Ehrenreich, who actually now has a job. He's on the Cocaine Bear movie.
Right. I think Rise of Skywalker might have crushed him.
Now, guys, people out there interviewing. There's no need to ask Alden Ehrenreich if he'd come back for Han Solo. He's in Cocaine Bear, okay? He's begging, he's not choosing, all right?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm looking up J.J. Abrams on IMDb, and he's got about a million things in pre-production right now.
Really?
Most of it is like Batman.
Look, Nick Smith! Did you see that Alden wants to jump back in the cockpit of the Falcon? He's with the cocaine bear! Where wouldn't you want to be?
Yeah, he's done. I mean...
Like, yeah, give me the Falcon.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Will we see Thrawn in Mandalorian 3? That's God, the comments are coming hard and fast. We will get to them. But let's start with there's so much we haven't I don't think I've talked to you for like 4 weeks or something, Corey.
It's been a minute, yeah.
Busy people. Corey's work schedule mixed with his health schedule. It makes it very hard for podcasting.
Really, yeah, it's a stupid. I haven't even done we haven't done Confor call in months. It's just yeah.
The phone's off the hook. There's no calling. Dead bird.
In about 2 weeks when Mando comes back, I feel confident to return.
All right. And we're going to get into the Mando hype. And yeah. I've got some things to say, Corey.
Okay. I feel like I know where this will go.
I bet you do. Bad Batch. You're more of a Bad Batcher than I. And I'm interested to get your temperature, but I'll give you mine first and then you can maybe lift it. I haven't watched this week's episode.
Okay.
Mainly I haven't been driven to it because from what I heard, it features the Bad Batch. And those ones aren't as good.
Yeah, that is true.
Like, I'm sorry, but like those, the two before, bangers.
Yeah.
Like, you can't bust out the Emperor out of the thing, but that, like, just the little machination and there was a Star Wars comics annual that came out a couple of years ago. It was a one shot and it was about how the Emperor, like, just toyed with this rebel spy. Mm-hmm. And it was so good. Because it was just this, like, very well... It was like, oh, the Emperor. You know, you can't mess with that dude.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's what I felt like this was. It was just like, this guy is just on it. Coming out, killing that other dude, or doing what away with him. Someone said, oh, what if he got away? You know, he might get away and join the rebels. And it's like, it's the Emperor's number one prisoner. Like...
Right.
I come on. Let's have some. Sheev isn't going to mess around. I reckon that dude's. I reckon he's deader than your little convoy ball bird.
Convoy ball. Yeah. Well, okay. So I'm like lukewarm on Bad Batch. I don't dislike it. I also don't necessarily love it right now. I think I'm just kind of Yeah, I'm just kind of lukewarm on it. I think it's got some really good episodes, but I think there's been an equal amount of... I dare not use the word filler because I know people get very upset at that, but I would say they're more like bottle episodes. Like, they're fun. There's some character development in there occasionally. But I definitely like specifically the two episodes we just got and then the Cody episode a few episodes ago kind of showed me what the show could be. Versus what it is. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely don't hate it. I think this week's episode was fun, and it was really good for character development. And there's a couple episodes coming up that are really cool. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like, to be honest, I feel like Lucasfilm does not care about it at all because there's, like, barely any marketing for it. I mean, they're on to Mando, clearly, which, I mean, makes sense. But I do feel like Bad Batch has gotten shafted a lot, so I don't know if, you know, that has anything to do with, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what's going on there, but yeah, I'm pretty lukewarm on it. I don't hate it. I don't absolutely love it. I'm just kind of fine with it. And I enjoy like watching it, but it's definitely not it hasn't reached, I think for me, like Clone Wars levels of storytelling, but it's still cool. It's a fun little show to watch. But it's crazy because then you get some crazy stuff like last week's two-parter where, you know, you've got this insane amount of character development and, like, you're on Coruscant and it was very Andor-ish, and it's like, but you got the characters that you recognize and you got Palpatine, that epic moment. It was very cool. There's an episode coming up, I think it was 12, that I think is one of the best episodes in Star Wars animation. So, it fluctuates. But
why did they send out 13 episodes?
I don't know. Yeah, it's strange because that was the weird thing. Is when I watched them, I was like,
is episode 13 a banger or what?
Well, so they sent out 14.
Oh, 14. Sorry.
I think 12 is like one of the best things that they've ever, like, Lucasfilm animations ever made. And then like 13 and 14 are pretty good too. It's all pretty good from here on out, I think. Next week's a hit or a miss, but.
But you know how you're saying I don't want to call it a filler episode because people get upset. I heard it referred to the other day as something else, an enhancement episode.
An enhancement episode.
Which I like that because in professional wrestling, an enhancement match is when a character fights someone that they're obviously going to beat. Like, do you know what I mean? Like if you've got like The Rock versus like the Brooklyn Brawler or something, it's like, well, this is just to show that The Rock wins, sort of thing. But
that's funny. They don't even realize it.
I left the end of the last series like going, oh, this is great. I love this.
Yeah.
And it just hasn't come back. Like, I'm just like, they're just on missions.
Yeah. And that's, like, to me, I thought season one was a tad bit better because you would have moments where, like, even when they would go on a mission, like, you'd have, like, Cad Bane coming in, and it would be just, like, exciting and a return to form. But then some of these are just, like, yeah. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if there's going to be a season three or not, or if that's in development, but I hope season three goes in the direction I think they're teasing the season to be. And season three is going to be the banger season, but we'll see.
Josh just said that my sound sounded like it was coming off the laptop for a second, but I think I've fixed it.
Yeah, it adjusted back.
All right, sweet. Thank you, Josh. Looking after me in Australia. I'm just sort of I don't really have interest in standalone. Like I feel like that's what makes the animation like. It sort of raises it as a level above like kids viewing, like he's having the ongoing story. And if it's not there, I'm just sort of like, oh, they're on a mission. And they're so quite often, so sort of formula.
Oh
like,
yeah. Yeah, no, it is.
But Jerry would like to know if Omega will ever appear in live action. I'm going to guess no.
But, I think so. I think they will.
You think they will?
Yeah. I think because now that they're pulling so many characters from animation into live action, I think she's the most obvious choice to pull from Bad Batch if they do. So I could see them doing it at some point. I actually hope they don't, though, like because I don't know what they would do with that. But
I just don't know. How would they, like, what would they be making that would include her?
I know there's people saying they wanted her to like appear in another season of Book of Boba. But I don't know. It'd be, yeah.
Maybe they could conclude Bad Batch in the Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah, maybe.
It seems like a series that covers so much ground. Oh my God, David. Someone suggested Margot Robbie for a live-action Omega. That's obviously grown up, but
I don't know about that. but yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see where the season goes. So we'll see.
Should we talk about Mandalorian or Celebration next?
Yeah, let's do Mando last.
Do Mando last?
Yeah.
All right. I got some clips, you know, the new little clips and a few things set up. But you're not going to Celebration, yeah?
No.
I'm a 33% chance of going.
Oh, it's rising. It was like zero a month ago.
Well, yeah, it just depends if other people want me to go that own corporations or work for them. Yeah.
Yes, that's fair.
Maria says her celebration tip is pack extra underwear and wash your hands. That's a prime
celebration rule.
It is great. You don't want to be caught in the front row without any underwear, that's for sure. All right. We're doing celebration. I just sort of bring this up. When they advertise all the people that are going, right?
Yeah.
That's just people that are signing autographs, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then because people are like, oh, there's no one from Andor announced apart from Andy Serkis. But I think that's because they might just appear at a panel.
Yeah, I think they're also just filming right now too, so we don't have
time. Yeah, but that's what I mean. They can get time off to go to the panel, but not do the signing. Because, you know, at Celebration, the last one in London, which was the Rogue One promotion, like those death troopers that came out with Mendo were apparently like on set. I don't know if it was that morning or the day before. Like the same death troopers.
Yeah.
That's how close to the bone they were cutting it there.
I could see that, yeah.
But they have to announce a movie, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it was yesterday Hollywood Reporter ran an article about how they are going to announce a movie.
Because
I don't see how you don't.
I just think if they don't, I just think lots of people should be fired. Not just one.
Yeah.
Make a film. You reckon it's going to be that Damon Lindelof one?
Yeah, I do. I think so. That's the one that everyone's talking about the most right now. I know Hollywood Reporter said that it might be Taika's, that they're going to announce Taika's too. So, which I forgot was even a thing.
I think he forgot too.
That was announced 3 years ago.
Yeah, I'm. After seeing that last Thor, I'm like, keep chewing on that script, buddy. The Damon Lindelof one is the one I'm the most like. I have the most trust in. Did you watch Watchmen?
Mm.
It's very good.
Well, it's funny because right now we're I'm showing Aubrey Lost for the first time, so we're on season 4, and I keep telling her like this will be the Star Wars guy.
Ah, interesting. Had a second watch of Lost during COVID, and just. So satisfying.
Oh yeah.
I people have their gripes, but it sort of all worked for me. So
I like it. I like the.
And I like the way he thinks. Yeah. And again, that Watchmen, if you ever just want to watch, like, it's like a really good comic book TV series that goes above that genre.
I do want to see it. I've heard nothing but good things about it, so I have no doubt he can probably pull off something good with Star Wars. Maybe if it happens.
And then there's like, you know, the Daisy Ridley factor.
Right.
You
got Randy in the chat. That's good timing, because I'm going to share something later. a clip later. He'll already know what I'm talking about. So
okay. All right. Now, so yeah, I am, there has to be a film. Like, this is it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. If not now, then it's just dead in the water. We'll never.
If not now, then when, Corey?
Well, because I thought last year, certainly when they had the Lucasfilm panel at Celebration, you know, I was like, it has to be now. And it wasn't. So I don't know.
All right. Now, to finish up our little Celebration chatter, I do have to, one of our favorite topics, I feel like, here on Corey Days is Hasbro. This, if you just listen to the podcast, so like last week or so, Hasbro announced a bunch of stuff. There's like some clone thing, trooper that Corey will know who he is. It's, I don't know, it's Eric or something his name is. He's got a big face tattoo, looking good. There's a Star Wars Return of the Jedi Darth Vader with face reveal. It looks sick. A scout trooper helmet that I'm considering owning because it's so sick. Like, I just love the scout trooper.
Yeah.
Corey, what's the next thing?
You know, we've got the Rainbow Mandalorian, because those sell very well, I guess. You know, it's it's funny because when we made like a whole joke about this, they had only announced one, and I really didn't think that it would be like an ongoing series, and every year they would release like three different ones. But I'm almost convinced it's just based off the fact that I hate them.
No, what you didn't realize was that it was going to be an ongoing series because people would actually buy them.
I think the funniest part is that no one's given me one yet. Like, I have been able to like steer clear of any gifts of any like.
Yeah, but this is the thing, Corey. I like to troll you on the cheap. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to spend money. Like, I can just like throw this up, or even the Corey figures up, and I get to do it for free. I don't want to spend $16 or whatever. Well,
I'm just more shocked that Aubrey hasn't given me one at this point with my disdain for it. I've almost expected it, but not yet. Honestly, I probably shouldn't even say that because I'm shooting myself in the foot now.
Now, my like that is just like puff. They're gonna do that. You're going to keep pumping. Once people are buying those things, it's you know, as a corporation, you're crazy not just to start, repurpose every year. This Darth Vader Return of the Jedi 40th anniversary has spilled a lot of red paint on himself, exclusive figure.
This is the Celebration exclusive, right?
It is.
Wow.
And atrocity. And do you know the funny thing about the way this is like on some website, comicbook.com, yeah. The way they've laid it out, they've shown what would be a better exclusive above it. Just have that card, the Darth Vader helmet reveal, have it on a silver foil card and make it say Revenge of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be something I'd be like, oh, that'll look cool in the cabinet. This Darth Vader, where it's on the same level as the Christmas decoration ones. Except at Christmas, you have like a bunch of goofy stuff out. So it all blends in.
I just don't really understand it. Like, I get that it's based off the poster. But like, why would you want that though? Like, I mean, like, I've never once seen anybody say it would be so cool to get Darth Vader from the Revenge of the Jedi poster. It's just the lighting. Like, he's not actually red. It's just the lighting. But, you know, honestly, dude, the first thing that I knew, this reminds me of the credit collection thing where they have like the concept art Mandalorian figures, the Black Series ones, but the funny thing is Hasbro changes the lighting on those concept art figures to make their figures. Because they, if they actually use the concept art photos, they'd have to retool the figure completely, put new fabric, put new clothes.
Ah, because they're not the same. Yeah.
Exactly.
They're just recoloring the figure to, yeah.
No, but it's even worse because they recolor the actual concept art image. So it's not even like, it's not even the actual concept art, like colors. They changed the colors on the concept art. So
James Waterman's got a good concept here.
Yeah.
He says, they could have made so much money if they just sold the original figure and a red light. That is fantastic.
I don't know, man. Like, you've got so many shows that have just come out. Like, you've got Kenobi and Book of Boba, and you've got Andor and, like, Tales of the Jedi.
Well, no. I will stop you there.
Yeah.
It is the 40th anniversary of the greatest film ever made. However, make something. Like, how do you make a celebration exclusive based around my favorite film of all time, and I have no interest? Like, I wouldn't want it even taking up space in my bag on the way home.
You could have made like a mini Ewok Village vintage collection little set or something.
No, I'm just like, put the Vader on the cool card. Like, put it on the other card.
Yeah.
Like, Revenge of the Jedi. Okay. It's like this. It's just, don't. Like, I'd rather a figure that looked like it was in the film.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Not like we had an accident at the Red Paint Factory this week. But, Nick Smith, you're a horrible person. I want a pool floaty of Kino Loy. Oof. Andy Serkis. Being at Celebrate, I would like just to go up. I've got so much to talk to Andy Serkis about.
You should do it. He already sold out for one of his days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's only got one day left.
Have you seen the photo of him holding the Snoke Theory Sucks sticker?
Yeah.
That was an Ash Crozen exclusive.
Should get that signed. Print out a picture, have him sign it.
So yeah, Celebration. Now, should we delve into the world of the Mandalorian?
Yes.
All right. Now, I don't even know where to start with this. Should we just start and we'll watch the video clips and stuff?
Yeah, let's do that.
Before I chat. I do have to say, do you know what something I realized? Oh, thank you, Josh. He's offering me a spot on his couch. I realize with this promotion of this show, The Mandalorian, the one thing I hadn't taken into account is I don't really like Mandalorians that much.
Uh-huh.
So when they like when they show like, oh, there's seven Mandalorians or whatever, I'm just like, oh, yep, let's keep it moving then. Like, I like to see them jetpacking in that, but their whole, I don't like their society. Like, I don't like their, like, I find their, like, they've got all these rules.
It's very culty, yeah.
It's just constant vibe checks, Corey.
Right.
So I'm just like when the, whatever her name is, the armorer is like, oh, you have to go to the salt seas of Mandalore for repentance. Like, no, you don't do. You just took off your mask. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, his whole thing is, and the fact that he's still into it, it's just like, I don't know. I feel like to validate it, there has to be some, he has to fulfill some Mandalorian prophecy or something that makes the whole cult worthwhile in the end.
Yeah.
Like, taking off your helmet, it's just like tucking your shirt to me. It's
right.
Like, why?
Yeah, I want to know. I'm really curious to know if that's going to end up being the case in the season, if he ditches the helmet completely by the end of it.
Well, you've got to keep wearing it because, bro, like, if they're going to put Grogu back together straight away, he's wearing that helmet a fair bit. Also, that means he can doesn't have to come to set, which is another another benefit. All right, I got some clippos. Let's check them out. This one is on Twitter. Have you ever been on Twitter before, Corey? It's good. Lots of opinions and stuff.
Yeah, it's a great non-toxic place to be.
All right, let's go. Ah, Corey, look at that.
Oh, I haven't seen this shot.
Oh, really?
No, is this...
This is like a Twitter video or something.
Is this Tatooine?
Are you serious? It is Tatooine. For everyone listening to the podcast, it is a shot of Tatooine. But we'll run. It's
no,
like
50... no, that's just me more in disbelief that this that. Okay, yeah, like just the fact that we're back here. But okay.
I was trying to see if there, any of the buildings look familiar to me, Corey.
Yeah.
Up sort of up the back there. It sort of looks like some of our buildings, but we are back on Tatooine. One of my favorite bands is Talking Heads, and they did sing about Same As It Ever Was. Same as it ever was. So let's go.
All right, kid. You ready for an adventure?
The Mandalorian, Season 3, streaming March 1st.
Now, this one, Corey, that was pretty sick.
Cool.
This one I haven't watched because I wanted to save it for a special person.
I like the Bo-Katan ship. That looks cool.
That does look sick. Is that whose ship it is? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Corey, what I have here is the much theorized Mandalorian recap video. For everyone that just can't follow instructions, Corey, did you know after the credits in The Mandalorian, it said that Boba Fett would continue in the Book of Boba Fett?
No, I shut it off right before.
Well, everyone else that saw it, they did exactly what they're told. Because that's how TV works. In the credits, right, if you say, hey, watch this other show.
Yeah.
People just watch it. They have to. It's a contract. And you might say, well, it's going to feature some characters. Well, this is I'm going to stop beating around the bush. But this whole, like, well, why didn't, you know, everyone's going to watch that. It's just like the continuation. It's like, yeah, but if you like The Mandalorian, you might like Grogu and Din. And so for the first four episodes, you're just like, eh.
Right.
Whatevs, I'll just wait to when Grogu and Mandalorian's out. Then after that, they switch them all out, put them back together. It's something. But let's watch the recap. Let's see what we've missed. Sorry, I got distracted and I forgot to actually put it on the screen. Oh, it says down the bottom what shows we're watching the clips from.
They have to. Yeah. That's funny.
This is the way. What's your highest bounty?
There is one job.
What is it?
It is a...
Hey, can I ask, why did IG-11 want to kill him?
I don't know. That is, it's weird because... Wasn't his orders to kill the child?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I would assume there's a lot of factions going on here that want... Grogu for different reasons.
Yeah, but I just wonder if we ever find out. That's
I
used to think we did, but now I don't think. I think it's just like lost into the ether.
Thousands of
foundling by Creed. It is in your care.
Stop touching things.
You must reunite it with its own kind. An order of sorcerers called Jedi.
You stay right here. What the hell? Come on. If I can locate other Mandalorians, they can help guide me.
Get the child! No!
Take my hand.
I've been quested with returning this child to the Jedi.
I can lead you to one of their kind.
We need to talk.
I hope it's about him. There aren't many Jedi left.
You know this is no place for a child.
Wherever I go, he goes.
If Grogu reaches out through the Force, there's a chance a Jedi may sense his presence and come searching for him.
I will teach you to protect yourself. The galaxy is a dangerous place.
All right, so now we're in Book of Boba Fett.
For work?
Boba Fett. Tell him it's on the house.
I will give you a choice. You may choose the way of the Jedi, or return to your friend, the Mandalorian.
What are you doing here?
Din Djarin, have you ever removed your helmet?
I have.
Then you are a Mandalorian no more.
All right, sweet. I'm not a Mandalorian anymore. Peace.
There you go.
How can I atone?
One may only...
How can I... Let's put the helmet back on.
Yeah, man, it's cult vibes, you know, and this dude's got to break out of it. I mean, I feel like that's going to be the point of the season.
Be redeemed in the living waters beneath Mandalore.
All right, kid. You ready for an adventure?
Yeah.
Well, that solves it.
Yeah.
I've got one more. This is a ripper. And anyway, with the whole like debate, I feel like the thing that's left out is people get so you know, they got them back together in a different show. Like, that is odd. But I just think it would be odd if we didn't have the Book of Boba Fett, that never came out, and now we're about to start The Mandalorian. If they were reunited after 2.5 episodes, I'd be like, what? That's weird. Like, I know you shouldn't like speculation and like your head canon, but it just feels like the pacing of the show and how monumental a moment that the show told us it was that they were separating, to just like put them back together on his show or someone else's so quickly is very strange, and they can never ever hint at a storyline where they're going to be separated ever again.
Right.
Because it's just like, hey, buddy, come on. Grogu me once, shame on me. Grogu me twice, shame on you.
Yeah, I think had he returned like halfway through Mando season 3 even, it would have been a little bit better. Because then you could feel that passage of time a little bit more. But yeah, between Book of Boba and now, there's, for all we know, he was with Luke for like 3 days. Yeah, who knows? I don't know. I'm sure I have a feeling they're going to explain some of that in the first episode.
Have you seen this clip, Corey?
I have. I have thoughts on this. I do.
Excellent.
Now, as I was saying, there's a beautiful parcel available right down here by the flats.
I appreciate the offer, but I have some matters to look after.
Well, I'm confused. I thought you had completed your mission, but you're still running around here with the same little critter.
It's complicated. I completed my quest. He returned to...
Here's a 3-minute recap video on YouTube.
Me. I removed my helmet, and now I'm an apostate.
Which is all the more reason for you to stay here with us. Where you're from, you may be an apostate, but here, you'd be landed gentry.
Okay.
Hit me with your thoughts, Corey.
Well, first off, Group Cargo is awesome. Like, he's just straight up telling Mando, like, yeah, you're crazy cult. That's cool. Why don't you just stay with me and, like, actually be of importance? I don't know why Mando doesn't take that, but whatever. Grogu, this is when I realized, this clip is when I realized that I actually don't care about Star Wars. It's when I realized that. And I was
oh,
like,
really?
Let me tell you why. Because I would take Grogu flipping over in his chair like that over anything else. And I realized how Disney has now completely turned me to just all Grogu, because that's when I realized, oh yeah, I don't actually care about the story. That's just the cutest thing ever, and I think that's all I care about. So they've done it. There you go. I've been if the season sucks and that's in there, I'll go, you know what? That was a job well done. They had that 28-second scene in there, and that was good enough for me.
Sorry about that. I just got handed something, some papers. But, yeah, or he's, I'm not hating on the Grogu or that, like, the whole spinning around on the seat. That is, like, that is very true to life.
Yeah.
Like if my son had the Force, using the Force to spin around on his seat, or even not using the Force and also pinching some little M&Ms or jelly beans, whatever they are. Strangely enough, Corey, they do look like the jelly beans that I would take from the Kenobi set for Harry.
Yeah.
They'd have these little, like, clear containers of jelly bellies, all different jelly beans, and some would have spots. So I'd take them home to Harry every night and say they were space beans. And he loves them. He's never forgotten about them. And every day I go to set, he'll say to me, are you going to get space beans today? And I said, no, it's not Star Wars today. Why not go back to Star Wars, Daddy? And I'm like, dude, I'm trying, all right? I'm trying to make it happen. But the problem, I feel like, and this might be, what's happening is, I don't know, I've tussled with this, with like, well, Disney... You know, the highest of higher ups said you've got to have them back together. So that's why they've put them back together so quick. But then I'm just like, well, if that's the case, like you should have never put them apart in the first place. Like don't write yourself into this hole. And Luke Skywalker could have come at the finale. The whole thing could have kept happening, you know, as it was. And Luke says... like sort of mind melds with him or whatever and says he should stay with his family for now because I stay with my family and that's what saved the galaxy or whatever. Do you know what I mean? But like, I feel like it's like the empathy that Luke had because he didn't grow up from 5 years of age with the Jedi is what like saved Darth Vader. So I like that'd be such a good chance to say, hey, I'm head of the Jedi now. I'm changing stuff. But it's sort of like in the sequel trilogy, it didn't seem like they were still keeping secrets. We're not going to tell you who you're related to. I don't even know when I found out, but I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Cad Banality, this is quite a name, says, for what it's worth, Steel, the latest Bad Batch episode was one of, if not the best team-centric episodes of the show so far. I will watch it, but I'm just sort of waiting. Like, I might watch two together next, or I might get, you know, I might be up late by myself and then I'll watch it. But I'm definitely not on a need to watch. Like, there's no way, no matter like what I think of a Star Wars live action show, like, I'm watching it as soon as possible. If not now, Corey.
Okay.
But, yeah, and then there was this little article in Empire where Jon Favreau said, Jon Favreau reveals why the Mandalorian and Grogu had to reunite in the Book of Boba Fett. We couldn't just hit a hard reset. Exclusive. You could have, but anyway. Yeah, it's really taken the air out of my sails of the whole deal.
Yeah, I think for me, like, I'm excited for the season because I'm excited to see the dynamic between Bo-Katan and Din. I think I'm definitely interested to see where the whole Mandalorian cult sort of thing is going to go. I actually do think that by the end of the season, Din is going to realize that now if, you know, in the storytelling, this would make sense. At the end, he goes like, why am I doing all this just for like the helmet and the creed? And I think he's going to take the helmet off. And I think that makes room for Pedro Pascal to come in and do the next season. Since he was doing Last of Us in between this one.
Yeah, I think your theory that he's going to not wear the helmet at all.
I'm sure he'll put it on sometimes, but like, I don't think it's going to be.
That just sounds like delirium, buddy.
I don't know.
Dude!
I don't know.
The helmet, it's too marketable.
He's never not going to take it off, but I think I just have a feeling that he's going to end up being able to take it off occasionally.
Bit more cash.
Yeah.
Like Boba Fett.
Yeah, exactly. Like Boba Fett. Yeah.
I'm chilling. Take it off.
Yeah.
Although in one scene in Boba Fett, I remember he took it off so fast. I was like, whoa, yeah. You just finished a big battle in the street, dude. I'd use that antennae or some stuff to do some censoring.
Yeah.
I do think once it starts, I need to be entertained past the point of annoyance. And then they can entertain me into like, yeah, well, that was lame. But I do, I it's not as bad, but I do feel that last episode of Book of Boba Fett where he just came back and it's like, Pelimoto or whatever is like, the Force works in mysterious ways. It's like,
oh yeah, well, I have a very big, I'm just gonna be quite honest, Pelimoto is single-handedly my least favorite Star Wars character of all time. So I'm
really,
oh dude, it's bad. Like I there's moments I have to walk away. Like, so when I saw her in the trailer and now I see another shot of Tatooine,
you think you've got problems, take a look.
Oh, it's never not going to be funny.
He's the best. best. Love him. Right where we need him. I actually love the character. But the fact that she says, like, the Force works in mysterious ways, it's like, hey, are you trolling me? Like, are you messing with me? Like, I feel like she's like one of those people on Twitter that's sort of like, you know, if you're disgruntled about the Grogu reunion thing, you're like some horrible Star Wars hating person or something. Right. But
don't forget it.
I like it. I like the character, but I actually I watched that scene where they came together just to like just to like contextualize how it happened and if it was as like sort of flippant as I remember. And yeah, so now she does bug me a little bit for saying that the Force works in mysterious ways. But I do like her otherwise. I find her very funny.
Yeah, I mean, no, but that's fair.
Nick Smith says, Christopher Lloyd is in season 3. Let's not forget that. And he's got a Back to the Future avatar mixed with Star Wars. So he's on brand. Cad Banality says she gave Mando that sweet N1, I guess. See, I don't know. I liked the N1, but I thought, I thought that he wouldn't get into the back cockpit for a season. And that would be like this, like, do you know what I mean? Like at the end of season 3, they're together and they're flying off and he's in the cockpit finally with his little head thing. The fact that that happened at the end of the book, like all that stuff, it was just so, just resetty. It was crazy. But yeah. But the show, like the actual action of the show is, it's good. So I just have to get through this bump. But I do have vibes of The Rise of Skywalker, where it's just like, and ironically, The Mandalorian got me out of my slump. Because remember, it was on the same week.
Oh man, I don't know about that. That like, yeah, I don't know about that one. That is a bar.
Well, I love the Luke Skywalker thing coming back. Obviously, I was very emotional.
Yeah.
But my most highest emotion, and I was already in a very loosened up emotional state, but it was when Grogu and the Mandalorian separate, like that to me, the goodbye was just like, and it was so epic because I'm just like, oh, I can't imagine what it's going to be like them separated. And like that moment was so built up that I expected for when they had the reunion. Like I thought it'd be, do you know who Rose and Bernard are, Corey?
Of course.
That's how you do a reunion, buddy. You tease it. You tease it and then you give it and then you just bowl. Like I start crying. It's Lost, but on Lost. But even like when we rewatched it and they were talking about seeing the other person, I just start like going, oh, when they meet up, it's just too much. But it's just like, what are you doing here, kid? The Force
wins. Oh, yeah. I actually blocked that scene out of my head. Now I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Like, it's not of whose series it happened in. It was just like,
it was done, yeah.
And it was like, you know, it's like that reunion that you look forward to. And even in the dialogue, Pelimoto says, hey, you can do this later. We're in an action scene right now. Like, we've got bigger things to worry about right now, or whatever. She says something to like, and it's like, yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
But I do think, you know how they sort of like, especially Robert Rodriguez, they'd talk about, oh, we're just playing. Oh, I know that they do it as well. Oh, we're just playing with our action figures.
Right.
And I do like their adventures are super action figure-y. Like to what the adventures that I would have in my backyard when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. And then when you started the next day, like, something like them getting separated, like say Chewie and Han got separated or something in your adventure, the next day you just put them back together again, just like they did.
Yeah, I mean, I read an interview that I think Jon Favreau said that it was done for storytelling purposes and whatnot, but I really can't imagine that that was not some Disney decision. You know what I'm saying? Like I'd be shocked if like Disney wasn't like, all right, we need to put this guy back in right now. So I don't know. I will wait to sort of put my full judgment on it till the end of season 3, because I'm curious to see where they're going to go with Grogu, because I agree with you. I do kind of feel like why is he there? You know, I'm not like, I'm confused why he's there, at least right now. So
like, I pondered it, and I'm just not willing to give any time or energy to, Disney made them do it, because it's like, yeah. Well, okay. So to validate him, I have to imagine he's lying. It's too tangled a web for me.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah, it's sort of like, well, come up with a better cover story or something.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I am excited to get back into Mando season, because there's something really exciting about all that. Like, even, like, Book of Boba, you know, I was kind of let down by, but I was still very excited to do the week-to-week thing on there, and sort of, you know, the last half I enjoyed a lot. So I feel like I'm very excited to get back to it. I am very interested to see how they handle the whole Grogu stuff, because you can't have him back with Luke anymore. You can't do that flip-flop. So that's never going to happen.
Carly of Nine says, were they shocked by the success of Grogu and couldn't then write him out? They were like vault, cash vaults deep into the success of Grogu when they were doing that one. So, and then Nick says, if they want him separated, why would the script get approved? It is very odd, but, I always say with, like Darth Maul coming back, I thought it was very silly, but after a while, there was some adventures that I did enjoy. And, you know, that final Clone Wars season, it was really good. So this is sort of like, I don't think you should, like, tap out completely.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, to see if it... Yeah, because you're not going to agree with everything that happens, I don't really think.
Right.
If you're, like, I don't know, opinionated.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm excited to see where the season goes. I'm definitely more intrigued by the Din Bo story. But I also don't mind seeing Grogu twirling himself on a chair. So
that stuff rips. That stuff rips. But
oh yeah,
like I don't want to imagine, but you could do a concurrent story with like Grogu could be off with Luke doing cute things all the time.
Oh, for sure. No, I agree. Yeah.
And anyway, the final word on this is that episode 5 Book of Boba Fett Mandalorian episode, it should have been about Boba Fett in the original trilogy.
Who?
Flashback. Who?
Yeah, who?
Ah, this guy Boba Fett. He's got a book.
Yeah, I can't say that I've heard of that one.
All right.
I've heard of them all, too.
All right, Corey, you've got to shoot off to your workplace soon. Yeah. But you did sizzle.
I did. I think I'm going to have to save it for next week because it is about 15 minutes in length.
Oh, my God!
It's also the funniest 15 minutes you'll see in a long time. It's very good.
Oh, all right. Actually, one thing I did want to bring up, two things. If you're listening and it's like, oh, he's just like complaining the whole time. It was 3 weeks of complaints that I didn't get to talk to Corey about.
That's right.
So I need to get it off my chest. And look, I'm smiling. I'm having fun being disgusted by creative decisions. But, and also, speaking of creative decisions, I've been watching The Offer, right, which is about the making of The Godfather, a very fictionalized version. The show, it's so entertaining, but it's so bad. Like, I don't like it. I don't think it's, like, because it's not telling a true story. It's just, like, making up all this stuff because it's only from this one guy's perspective that was there. But, so I'm sort of like... I don't think it's good, but I can't stop. Like, it's very, like, I just love seeing what their version of the story is.
Yeah.
So it's very weird. So I'm sort of entertained by it, but I don't think it's good. But I'll tell you what is good. Playing the role of mobster. Come good guy. He turned out to be a pretty good guy so far. Star Wars' own, Corey. Jake Carnaval. Toro Calican. And every time he comes on screen...
No way.
I'm watching it with Jackie. She doesn't remember who Toro Calican is, which is like...
That's like stabbed to your heart.
That might come up in divorce court, you know what I'm saying?
Is that what those papers were earlier?
Yeah. Actually, no, there were sweet background checks. That just arrived.
I love those background checks.
Sadly, not from Star Wars. It is a Toro watch. Cad Banality, thank you. I've forgotten all the traditions. I know you got to go, Corey, but we have to honor. Here we go. Toro watch, best bounty hunter. Toro watch, handsome guy. Toro watch.
We should bring that back for every Mando like season.
Oh yeah, as the series gets longer, he becomes more of a major character.
Yeah,
and it's so every time he walks into the room, I'm like, "Oh, Toro." Jackie's like, "What?" And I'm like, "That's Star Wars, don't worry."
Well, I'm so glad he found work after Mando. That's good.
Yeah, I wonder if he did a Instagram story blasting how bad the show is. Because remember, he like just bashed.
I remember.
I don't think he's not on Instagram anymore. He used to DM me all the time. I really missed my chance getting him on the podcast. I waited too long.
Dude, that would have been the golden opportunity.
Yeah, but because he used to say, "Oh, where'd you get that photo?" Because I'd post all these Toro watches, and you know when they brought out the Mando documentary and there was all new shots of him, and he's like, "Oh, where'd you get all these pictures from?" Because he really wanted the one of him and Dave Filoni or... it was Dave Filoni. Oh, my God. Cad Banality said Toro's in the new Bad Batch episode. All right, I've got to go. I will let you go to work, Corey. Hopefully, we can do this next week.
Yes, should be. We will.
And...
I have to show the clip. It's just...
Yeah. I'm looking forward to enjoying The Mandalorian, but I'm not emotionally there yet. I need the show to to win me back.
Yeah.
Just the thought of it is it, because at the moment I've it's a dropped ball.
How about I share something real quick to tease the clip? It's a small clip of the long clip. Let's do that.
Fantastic. Love it.
So I want to give context here. So if you put it in the...
I've got to do that?
Yeah. So Randy and I, this is like an Easter egg in the old Kessel Run transmissions days. And I recently came across this video, but not a lot of people know about it. So 3 years ago, I showed Randy the Clone Wars series finale, and we were supposed to sync up at the same time. Now... For some reason that I'm not sure of yet, and Randy and I joke about this all the time, Randy clicked a season 2 episode of The Clone Wars. So it lasted about 15 minutes into the episode, and it's one of the funniest things of all time that I've ever, like, it's... So here's just a small taste of it.
Dude, Obi-Wan just constantly puts Anakin down for anything he says.
So this is what I'm watching. This is what Randy's watching.
I'm planting some seeds there. Yeah. It's like one of the worst things to ever happen to Anakin, I think, is Ahsoka being betrayed by all the Jedi. And like,
it's like his balance right there.
Right.
And when she bails out, he's like, I'm done.
Basically.
I'm just going to go evil.
Yep. And look at R2. R2 is the man. or droid or whatever.
Why isn't Randy saying where's R2?
Easy, you're not in the driver's seat. Just chill. Jeez, am I right? She's like, I don't want to talk to you. None of that. This guy kills kids in a couple days.
He's watching Grievous. What?
I know everyone seems like he's a good leader right
you
now.
You gotta make it stop. I this is too confusing for me. All right, I look forward to that.
It's great. I feel like we need to get Randy on for that too. It's so funny. It's you can find it on the channel. It's like an Easter egg in there.
Okay. Hey, before we go, I'll just do a couple quick plugs for things that are online in podcasts and YouTube that you may have missed. Me and Hawes, we reviewed my Star Wars Mexican bootleg shopping trip. We went through all the treats and we brought up some classics. It's really fun. And then in an interview podcast, I had the crew from Skywalking Through Neverland to talk about publishing their Star Wars, This Day in Star Wars, Today in Star Wars, sorry, book. And there's two really fun Star Wars chats to enjoy at a later date.
Randy says it might be a you had to be there thing. I don't think so. The full clip is so good. It gets even better. But no, what was funny about it is Randy and I were doing this live. So it was like 15 minutes in and people were watching with us and I started getting comments going, what's Randy talking about? I'm like, I don't know. And so we're just waiting and we're waiting. And then finally it's great. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think it's good for you, Corey, that Randy didn't trigger that you would... Like, he's so used to you just saying random things that he didn't pick up that your commentary was about, like, years in the future.
See, and that's the greatest thing about it, though, is, like, it totally summarizes that dynamic. It's awesome. I love it, yeah.
All right, Corey, what do you got to plug, buddy?
We'll be doing stuff on Convor Call when Mando comes back. So in about 2 weeks, we'll be doing like roundtables and reactions and stuff.
All right. Well, according to Corey's employment, this episode's gone on for...
Long enough.
So may that force be with you. Thanks, Corey. Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey Day, what a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days. Sorry for cutting you off, mate.
It's okay. I'm used to it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.